You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, hosted by evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host Ingrid Greenhouse. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She is.
Good evening to all of my listeners. Praying everyone will continue to stay tuned on today's show. Let us close our eyes and pray at this time. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have allowed us, Father God, to reach out to those, Father God, who is in need, Father God, of a word from you on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all of our listeners, Father God, that's tuned in on today's show, Father God. We pray that everyone will be blessed, Father God, and that you will continue, Father God, to bless this show, Father God, Faith in Your Fears, Father God. Yes, I thank you, Father God, for blessing me to be the host of this great show, Father God. On today, Father God, we will go forward, Father God, and we pray that everything that proceeds out of our mouths, Father God, will be better pleasing in Your sight, Father God. And at the end of the show, Father God, that you may get the glory, Father God, these blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Remember, listeners, you can join in today's show with any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts by pressing the number one on your phones. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Philippians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. And then we're going to go down to verses 9 through 11. Father God, we ask that you stand in the midst of this teaching on today, Father God, and that your Holy Spirit would guide us to all truth, Father God. Philippians chapter 1, verses 6 through 17 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meant for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, and as much as both in my bounds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Then we're going to go down and read verses 9 through 11, which says, and this I pray, your love may abide yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that he may approve things that are excellent, that offends till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praises of God. Today's topic is remembering where God has brought you from. Yes, remembering where God has brought you from. And I pray that everyone would stay tuned and join in on this conversation on today, this amazing spiritual-filled episode. We will be discussing the goodness of God. Let us be mindful and recognize we cannot and will not be blessed in our life until we stop and thank God for all the things he has done. God's love for us is everlasting. He promised never to leave us alone. We do many things in our lives, but do we stop and take inventory over our lives? Today we will take a walk down memory lane and give God the glory and honor for all the blessings he has stored in our life. Yes, today we'll be talking about remembering where God has brought you from, and we'll be coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, which I've already read, and then we'll go to verses 9 through 11, which I have already read. Today we will be discussing praises, honor, love, blessings, spiritual healing, faith, and glory. Yes, listeners, on today we are remembering where God has brought us from. I don't know about you, but looking back over my life and taking a walk down memory lane, I could say that God has truly brought me from a mighty, mighty long ways. And as Paul told us, had written in the book of Philippians, verses 6 through 7, he says that everything that God has begun within us, all good works that he has already performed in us, he's going to continue to perform that work until the day that Jesus Christ comes back. And it meant even in our hearts, as much as both in the bond and in defense and the confidence of the gospel, we all are partakers of grace. We are partakers of God's grace. And he says that, Paul says that in verse 9 through 11, he says that his prayer is that our love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge of God in all judgments that we do. We should be mindful, sisters and brothers, of how we judge and be knowledgeable about what we are judging. And he says that if we do judge, that he may approve things that are excellent, that he may be sincere without offense till the day of Jesus Christ. He says in verses 11, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praises of God. We have to, when we are taking inventory of our lives, we also must be careful how we judge things in our life, how we look at particular things in our life. We should know spiritual things from worldly, earthly things. We should be able to recognize God's voice when he's speaking to us. We should be able to communicate with God in all that we do and be a good judge of the things that's facing us in our lives. Sisters and brothers, remembering where God has brought you from is saying that remember when we were in our sins and we were not a part of God or was not in under the protection of God's umbrella. Yes, we were in the world of sin. We were doing all manners of things. But when Christ came into our lives, we began to do what's pleasing and acceptable to God. Yes, we begin, the Bible tells us also in Philippians, in the second chapter of Philippians, the third chapter, the 13th verse, it says, forgetting those things that are behind us, we are looking forward, and we're looking forward for a mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, we should always be about God's business. We should always be about doing the works of God. For Paul said he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Paul went forth teaching to the Philippians, to the Corinthians, to the Galatians, and as he was going to and fro teaching, he always taught that we should be able to recognize false prophets. We should be able to know that which is true, that which is not true. Yes, sisters and brothers, it gives me great joy in my heart to say that I know that I am a child of God. I have joy in my heart today. I have happiness in my heart today. I have love in my heart today. Sisters and brothers, we must love one another. We must not take offense when someone is trying to tell us when we are walking down the wrong path or doing the wrong thing. We should stop and take a listen to what they're saying to us. If we are doing things that not pleasing to God, God will send someone in your life. God will prepare that person to be able to communicate with you, to be able to tell you what you should and you shouldn't do, what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. I give God the glory on today. I thank God for allowing me to turn my life around. I thank God for blessing me to know that I was going down the wrong path at one time. I thank God that he came into my life and he put a finger, touched a finger of love on my body, that I was able to open my eyes, and I could say I once was blind, but now I see. I'm so glad that the Lord opened up my ears so I can be able to hear a word from him. I'm so happy today that God opened my heart to receive him in my life. Receiving God in your heart is receiving the word of God, is being able to listen to the word of God, being able to eat and digest the word of God. Without eating the word of God, there's no way we can turn our lives around. We can hear it, but we won't be receiving it. When we receive the love and the word of God, we be able to put it in our heart and in our mind. We be able to walk down a path that God has prepared for us in our life. We ought to tell the Lord thank you today. We ought to tell God thank you for sending his darling son Jesus that died on the cross, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. Without his blood, where will we be today? Without God's love, where will we be today? Yes, remembering what God has brought us from. We can look back in our lives when we were not doing what was God required us to do. What every time we look around, there was trouble on every hand. There was trouble on the right, and there was trouble on the left. There was trouble in front of us, and there was trouble in the back of us. But when we became a child of God, God said he would protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. He promised to never leave us alone. He promised that he would be with us both night and day. He promised all we have to do is go is look to the hills today, which cometh all of our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. We ought to tell the Lord, thank you. We ought to tell the Lord, I'm so glad that you saved me. I'm so glad that you turned my life around. I am so glad that one day I didn't know you, but now I can say that I am a child of God. I can say, Lord, I thank you for being my Savior. I can tell the Lord, thank you for everything that you're doing for me in my life. That's what you can tell God now, now that you are a child of God. I am so happy today that we do not have to misuse Philippians 1 and 6. He who started a good work in me and you will finish it anyway. Philippians 1 and 6 is another passage used to support that once somebody believes, there is no way. He will never fall away. He is with the past, this passage always. Being confident of this very thing, Paul says that he was he who has begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So some people take this passage and say, God started the work and he will perform it till the end. And in emphasizing on that a little bit further, aren't you glad today that God didn't give you something? And when you go out to do his work, he turns his back on you. Aren't you glad today that he said, from thy belly will flow rivers of waters? We'll be able to step out on faith, knowing that just like he told Jeremiah, he said, go ye therefore and don't be afraid of their faces. When you open up your mouth, Jeremiah, I will speak to you. Aren't you glad today that you got a helper? And Jesus left in the book of John 14. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. That where I am, that you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would not have told us. Aren't you glad today that God died on the cross for us? Aren't you glad today that you can look up and tell the Lord, have mercy and have grace on you today? Aren't you glad today that Jesus, that God sent his only begotten son, but if he'd have stayed in the grave, we wouldn't be sinful, sinless today. We would still be in our sins. I'm so glad that Jesus rose one Sunday morning. And when he rose, he had all power in his hand. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad today. I'm just like Paul. I am not afraid. I have labored over you, over Christ Jesus, in vain. I'm so glad today that everything that I do, that I ask God to lead and guide my footsteps. I am so glad today that I know that he is mine and I am his. I am so glad today that when I look back and I go down the memory lane, I can say, Lord, look where you brought me from. Yes, I come through many tars and many staffs, but thank God today, if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, I would still be somewhere lying in a bed of sin. I would still be somewhere out there trying to find my way. Days would still be dark. Nights would still be restless. But I thank God today. I thank God today for coming down. Jesus Christ came down from heaven that we all may live and have a right to the tree of life, that we can have a contact with him, and we can be able to talk to God today. I thank God today as we walk down memory lane, remembering what God has brought us from. I don't know about you listeners, but I know that I know that I know that the Lord has brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long ways. I'm so happy to testify to that. I'm so happy to stand as a child of God and let the world know you cannot make, there's no mistake in serving God. There's no mistakes in turning your life around. There's no mistakes of letting God be your God. You cannot make a mistake. When we make a mistake, the Bible tells us, do not wobble in it. Go quickly before the throne of God and ask God to forgive us. He said he will forgive you and he will forget about it as far as the east is from the south and as far as the north is from the west. We just thank God today. He said he would throw it over into the lake of forgiveness. Callers, I thank God for you on today, and I thank God that he had allowed me to come on and without a guest on today and just teach the gospel of Christ. And he gave me that chapter and those verses to let you know that we are partakers of Christ Jesus and that whatever work that he has begun in us, he will finish it until the day that he comes. You don't have to worry about being afraid when you tell somebody about God. Even if you don't know what to say, he would put the words in your mouth. He would speak for you if you just open up your mouth and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. God will be there every step of the way. Listeners, I'm so happy on today. And then I also want to share with you before the show is over, I would like for us to go to the book of, bear with me for 1 minute, to go to the book of, still in the same book, Philippians, and we're going to go to the second chapter of Philippians now, and we're going to read the 13th verse in the third chapter, and the third chapter of Philippians. And the 13th verse says that, brethren, I counted not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before us. I said the topic today was remembering what God has brought you from. Yeah, we're going to remember the good things. We're going to remember how we was lost in sin. But we're forgetting about those sins are behind us. The things we used to do is behind us. But we're remembering the day and giving God the glory that he brought us out of that sin and he brought us into the marvelous light. We want to thank God that he given us the wisdom and the knowledge to know that we are not a part of those things anymore. We don't do those things anymore. God is with us every step of the way. Listen, now if you turn with me, if you please, to Philippians 2, verses 10 through 14. And if you're there, Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14 says, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and everything in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And the 13th verse says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of good pleasure. Father God, we thank you for these scriptures on today. We thank you, Father God, that you teach us, Father God, that with our own tongue, Father God, we must confess to Jesus Christ the glory of God the Father. We must confess our sins. And we're so happy and we have joy in our heart knowing that we will be forgiven and that we have all, even if we haven't obeyed God all of our lives, Paul said in the 12th verse that, but now much more in absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We have to be fearful. We have to be afraid when we do things not pleasing to God, knowing that God knows all that we do. God sees all that we do. God hears all that we say. Sisters and brothers in Christ, let us remember to stay steadfast, unremovable, always abiding in the works of God. For God will take care of us. He said to look to the hills today, which cometh our help. He said all our help comes from the Lord. And in 1 Philippians, the first chapter in the 27th verse, it said, only let your conversation be as it begun the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you and else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. Let you stay steadfast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of gospel. Let us strive together for the faith of gospel, listeners. Oh, until God comes back and receives us all in his kingdom and in his absence, let our conversation, Jesus is not here physically with us, but his spirit is with us 24/7 a day. And Paul was teaching them in his absence. He prayed that whatever that they do in his absence, that he may hear of their faith and their affairs that they were in reference to God, that they would stay steadfast and be in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Let us do the same things here, listeners. Let us be able to be steadfast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. I thank God today, listeners, and I will be closing the show early today. I have no guests today. I just wanted to come on and just share the word of God with you on today and let God have his way on today. And remember to tune in next week at the same time, 4:30 to 5:30, where I will have a guest on with a whole new topic. I thank God for the listeners on today, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you. If there's any sickness in your bodies, I pray that the Lord will send his finger of a love of healing upon everyone's body. If there's finance that you're looking for on today, I pray that the Lord will prosper you to have whatever that you're asking, that he would grant it to you and he would come speedily. If there's hope today, I pray that the Lord will give you hope in knowing that one day this life will be over and we will see him face to face. We all will be able to sit around and sit at his feet and be blessed. If there's love that you're looking for on today and you can't find love in your heart, I pray that you go down on your knees and you ask God to fill you with love. And remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And remember that when the disciple went to Jesus and asked what was the greatest commandment of all. He said, love thee the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind. And he also said that another one was just as important as that, that commandment that we should love our neighbors as ourselves. Let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget, brothers and sisters, the saints of God. We must love one another. We must care for one another. We must have concerns about each other's welfare. I pray today that the Lord will go in every hospital around the world and that he will just lean over on their sick bed and cover them in his arms on today. Whatever sickness that they have, I declare healing on their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that the Lord will walk through every jailhouse and every prison on today and whisper the love in all of the inmate ears and let them know that they don't have to be chained and bound, that they could be free if they only would accept Christ in their life. And once God opened up their chain and take the shackles off of their hands and take the shackle off of their feet, and the jail doors begin to open, that it would come out being a new creature in Christ, that it would come out testifying and tell somebody about the goodness of God, that they would turn their lives around and run for God and run for the righteousness and stand for the righteousness. I pray that the Lord would look upon whatever conduct today. There may be a man and a woman standing out there with a gun in their hand. I pray that the Lord will let them put the gun down and pick up the Bibles. I pray that the Lord will touch every neighborhood, go to and fro on every street corner, every playground, every backyard where all the children play. As they go to and fro to school, on school buses, and if some are walking, we pray that the Lord will keep us an umbrella of protection all around them. These blessings I am asking today. Lord, I'm crying out to you today. I'm crying out, Father God, that you would stop by one Bobby Pierce house that had surgery on today. And I pray that you would touch his mouth, Father God, that you would heal him in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Sharon. I pray for Mary. I pray for Shirley. I pray for all of my students that we join together every week and have a Bible class. I pray that the Lord will continue to shine his mercy, his wisdom, and his knowledge, and above all, his understanding, that we may be able to understand what he is telling us as we study his word. I just thank God today for all of my brothers and my sisters. I thank God for all of my aunts and my uncles. I thank God today for my children and my grandchildren. I just ask you to continue to protect them, continue to shine your light on their lives. And, oh, Father God, I just pray that you bless my church and my pastor, Pastor Dr. Kevin Ward. And I pray that you bless every leader there at Greater Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. I pray that, Father God, you would bless the First District Missionary Baptist Association. Oh, Father God, as Dr. Ward continue to lead them in the way that you would have him to lead them. I pray for the women auxiliary, Sister B. Jew, Albert B. Jew on today, and all of the women in our auxiliary, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for being who you are, and Father God, doing so much wonderful things in my life. I had 10,000 songs. I could not praise you enough. Listeners, that will be the end of our show on today as we close in our closing prayer, and I pray that you will tune in again on next Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. As you join in with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, that the Lord would have something else to share with us on next week, and that we will continue to be blessed until then, until you hear my voice again on this air, Black Talk Radio, facing your fears with yours truly, your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Father God, we thank you for this afternoon, Father God. We thank you for the lesson on today, Father God. We pray that someone out there, Father God, who did not know you, Father God, that had ears to hear, Father God, they receive your word, Father God, and if they don't know you in the corner of their sins, that they will go quickly to some church near them or somebody who they know that is saved and ask them what must they do to be saved like them. Oh, Father God, we pray that, Father God, that that whatever message that you sent out tonight, for whatever reason that you gave it to me, Father God, that whatever ears that heard it, and ears that heard it, Father God, that it was, Father God, that it was something, Father God, that they can go forward with for the rest of their lives, Father God, something that they will take, Father God, and put in their heart and in their minds, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for giving me the wisdom on today and for giving me the knowledge and, above all, for giving me understanding how to teach this lesson on today. Now, Father God, as we go, Father God, I ask you to continue, Father God, to lead us and guide us in the way, in the path that you would have us to go, Father God. I pray that, Father God, that every word that proceeded out of my mouth was pleasing and acceptable in your sight. I thank you for your Holy Spirit as it came down and aided me through this lesson, Father God. Now, Father God, I pray that you got the glory out of all that was said and done on today on Faith in Your Fears Radio, Black Talk Radio. Thank God. I thank God, and I thank God. Be blessed, and this is the end of the show on today. God bless you all. One.